You've heard the term catfishing as popularized in the MTV reality series Catfish.
Sometimes a little bit of fiction.
Wow, catfish curveball.
Leads to a whole lot of reality.
Where people craft fake online personas to mislead others, particularly when it comes to dating and romance. And now, some dating app users say potential matches are enlisting the help of AI chatbots to help them flirt and communicate, labeling it chatfishing.
The more I read it, the more I was like, this just makes less and less sense. This doesn't make sense in the context of a real human conversation.
27-year-old Brianna Dobson says she was messaging with a connection she made on a dating app when she says the texts felt off.
I got a couple red flags from it, but I was like, okay, maybe this is just, maybe they're socially awkward or they just communicate very formally. So I entertained it, and the second message I got was so obviously AI generated.
So Dobson decided to call them out.
The switch up was crazy. The just change in the way that he talked, and he doubled down. He absolutely doubled down, even though his texting style completely changed everything.
66-year-old Lainey Rada says while she's found success in the past on dating apps, a recent date admitted during an in-person meeting that they used AI to chat with her online.
I thought it was strange as far as, like, I wouldn't do that. I've always pride myself on being authentic. So if I'm going to meet somebody, you have to show up. You have to show up in every way.
Relationship experts say that while chatbots can be a helpful tool for expression, transparency is key for fostering genuine connections.
Be honest, you know, be honest with the person and just let them know that you are a little bit uncomfortable with communicating and that you're relying on AI to help. But I feel like honesty is always the best policy, because if you hide behind a mask, the mask is going to eventually fall off.